For centuries, humans have desired to zoom into the air like birds. But how do you get that feeling when you don't have wings? Some young people in northern Michigan have found one answer, but you may need a little bravery to try it. It's one of our best of 2017 series, and it's next on the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. As Gary Rasmussen will tell you, the competitions here in Ishpeming, Michigan, represent the second oldest continuous annual sporting event in the nation.
The Ishpeming Ski Club dates all the way back to 1887, but they used various other hills in Ishpeming and Negaunee throughout the early years until they finally found this site and built Suicide Hill in 1925.
Today, this hill remains as one of the top sites in the country. The name, Suicide Hill, was never intended, though.
It was actually named against the wishes of the ski club. A skier came off, Hans Andersen. Hans fell and had a pretty bad accident on his first jump on the hill. And a journalist in the crowd at the time said, "Oh my God, anybody who jumps that is committing suicide."
Gary's dad, Wilbert, is in the National Ski Hall of Fame. He was a hometown boy who did well on Suicide Hill.
My dad did set the record here in 1950 at age 15, his very first competitive jump on the hill in 1946. He jumped 250 feet.
Today the record is 326 feet, about 75 feet farther than his dad. In the 1980s, jumpers began placing their skis in a V formation while in the air. It allows athletes to go slower and get a little more lift and jump for much more distance. It's also made the sport safer.
I can remember coming out to the tournament as a youth back in the mid-60s, and the ambulance would get fired up pretty regularly. I moved away and came home in 2008. I have yet to see a skier fall on Suicide Hill.
You can watch our TV version of the story by following the American Countryside on Facebook. Traveling the Countryside in Ishpeming, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.